Historical background. The historical facts, since the period of Cypriot kingdoms up to the Hellenistic and Roman times, are explained further down. Cyprus began to be organised in city kingdoms at the end of the Late Bronze Age, perhaps since the 11th century BC. One of them was also the Kingdom of Paphos, in the locality where the village of Kouklia is situated today, 17 kilometres east of the current town of Paphos. According to the ancient tradition, the founder of the city was Agapinor, king of Tegea, in Arcadia of Peloponnese, who arrived in Cyprus after the end of the Trojan War. One of the most important sanctuaries dedicated to the great goddess of Cyprus, that was later identified as Aphrodite, is also to be found in Paphos. Aphrodite, the goddess of love and beauty of Greek mythology, according to mythological tradition, emerged from the foaming sea near the coasts of Paphos. The kingdom of Paphos bloomed for many centuries, following the fate of other kingdoms of the island. Towards the mid-6th century, the entire island came under the Persian Empire. The following period, particularly since the mid-5th century, up to the beginning of the 4th century BC, Cyprus was confronted with the Persian sovereignty, and Cypriot kingdoms fought for their independence. The first successful effort was achieved in 450 BC, with the help of the Athenian fleet, under the Athenian general Cimon, but did not last for a long time, and finally Cyprus came back in the sphere of influence of the Persian Empire. In 411 BC, an important political man and leader, Evagoras I, king of Salamis, showed up on the political scene of Cyprus. Evagoras, with the help of the Athenians, tried to unite the Cypriot kingdoms against the Persian Empire. He managed to put under his influence most of the kingdoms of Cyprus. Kition, Amathus and Saloi, however, did not accept his hegemony and asked the Persians to help them. After a great defeat in 380 BC, Evagoras signed a treaty of peace with the king of Persia. Persian sovereignty finished with the expedition of Alexander the Great in the east. After the seizure of Tyros by Alexander the Great, which was also supported by the kings of Cyprus by sending 100 boats, the Macedonian conqueror granted autonomy to the Cypriot kingdoms. And Antigonos, Cyprus fell into the hands of Ptolemy, who established the royal dynasty of the Ptolemies. Shortly before the catalysis of the Kingdom of Paphos by Ptolemy, its last king, Nicocles, decided at the end of the 4th century BC to found a new city, Nea Paphos, in the area of current Kata-Paphos. The new city was the economic centre of the kingdom, while the old capital of the kingdom, that was named Palaipaphos, remained the religious centre and the seat of the king. The Hellenistic period began after the death of Alexander the Great and from the beginning of the 3rd century BC. Cyprus was part of the kingdom of Ptolemies that had their seat in Alexandria of Egypt. Paphos became capital of Cyprus from the 2nd century BC. This was mainly due to its strategic location in the eastern Mediterranean, to the proximity of the city with Alexandria, and to the large port. A large scale of trade and export to Egypt of raw materials, which were produced in Cyprus, mainly copper and timber, was carried out from the port of Paphos, where the martial fleet of Ptolemies was moored. Paphos remained the capital of Cyprus until the end of the Roman period. Romans finally conquered the island in 30 BC, and Cyprus remained under Roman governance until 330 AD, when the empire was divided into two parts, the Western and the Eastern Roman Empire. Cyprus became part of the Eastern Roman Empire, the Byzantine Empire that we know today.